Thank you for bringing our food wagon down. We need to remind the congregation to bring food donations every Sabbath so that we can keep this wagon full and keep the food flowing to those who don't have cupboards quite as full as ours are. So this morning, our story, our time together, is going to be about friends. Do any of you guys have friends? You sure? You got friends? Okay. How many friends do you have? How many do you think?
Three.
Three friends. Okay. How many friends do you have?
Four.
Oh, you have four. Okay. How about over here? How many friends do you have?
I think five.
Oh, he thinks he has five friends. Well, you know, people have friends, and there's lots of different kinds of friends. I was talking with my family this morning, and we got to talking about Facebook friends. And, you know, I have 226 Facebook friends, but you know, my wife has 500 and something. And my younger daughter, she's 17, she has 770 something friends. Christy, that you know, ending college thing, she's got 1,126 Facebook friends. There's probably somebody in the church today who's got even more than that. I don't get it. But anyway, so you all have friends. You know, in the Bible, there were lots of stories about friendships. Let's see. Can you think of any Bible stories where somebody had some friends? Let's see. What kinds of stories had friends in it?
Daniel.
Okay, there was Daniel. Daniel and his, how many friends did he have? I think he had three friends. Okay. And let's see. I remember King David, before he was king, he made a special friend called Jonathan. And then there's Jesus. Did Jesus have any friends? Oh, sure he did. How many special friends did he have? How many disciples did Jesus have? I think Jesus had 12 disciples. Now, he had special friends on the 12. He had three, you're right, he had three very special friends. Do you remember their names? What were their names? Does anybody remember the names of Jesus' three special friends?
I know that one is Moses.
Okay, yeah, Jesus had a special friend called Moses, but he also had disciples Peter, James, and John that were special friends as well. So, when you have a friend, how do you know that that friend is really a friend? How do you stay friends? Or how do you get to be friends? What do you do to stay friends?
Be nice to them.
Okay, you be nice to them. That certainly helps a lot in keeping friends. What else do you do?
You can trust them.
You can trust them. Now, when you're friends with someone, do you spend time together?
Yeah.
You do stuff together? You hang out together, that's good. You might play together. You might even eat lunch together. I'd hope you have fun together. That helps being a friend. And so I wanted to share with you something that Jesus said to his friends. Let me reach over here and get my Bible. One day when Jesus was talking with his 12 friends, he was trying to help them understand how to be better friends, how to be good friends. And he said something a little bit like this. He said, "I give you this command. I'm telling you how to be good friends. The way you be good friends is this. Be good friends to each other, just like I've been good friends to you. There is no greater friendship than this, than one give his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do what I tell you to do." Now that's what Jesus tells us to do. "This is my command to you, befriend each other, be friends to each other." Now when he talks about being friends to each other, he says to this young man here, you need to be friends not only to the boys, you need to be friends to the girls. You need to be friends to kids who are older than you, and you need to be friends to kids who are smaller than you. You guys have lots of opportunities to make friends. I bet you make friends at school. Yeah? You make friends at school. You probably have friends in your neighborhood, maybe at the house next door or down the street you have friends. I hope you have friends here at our church family. Maybe you have friends here in Sabbath school if you come to Sabbath school. Some of you have friends that you see during the church service. Maybe sometimes you get to sit next to them. Hopefully you don't talk too much during church. You might make friends during potluck. But you know, our church has other times that you can make friends. We have an Adventurers Club program where on Sabbath afternoons and Sundays, you can make friends with other kids here. It's a good time to talk because in Sabbath school and church, we probably are saying shh a whole lot. Same thing with Pathfinders. As you get a little older, as you get to be 10 and up, you get to do the Pathfinder thing. That's another great opportunity to make friends. And so we just wanted you to know today that all of these kids around you are friends, or they should be your friends. And it doesn't matter whether they're 4 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old or maybe even more grown up than that, or 3 years old and 4 years old too. We can all be friends, and Jesus says we should be friends with each other. So now it's going to be time to talk to our God and then to collect the special offering for Christian education. So let's stand up together, put our hands together, and pray to Jesus. Let's stand up, put your hands together, and let's talk to our God. Dear Jesus, it's so wonderful that you've made us to be friends. You've said that we should be friends to others and that they should be friends to us. And so we're so happy that we have opportunities here in our church to be friends with each other. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.